From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Last week, the Arcata City Council approved a balanced budget for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. City Manager Karen Deemer outlined the budget plan, which includes a $750,000 reduction in the Arcata City Police Department's budget from the last fiscal year. The budget process took several directions up to this point. As part of the package, a number of reductions to the APD budget are being reduced: overtime and part-time salaries, training and advertisement, recruitment, IT equipment, office supplies, juvenile diversion supplies, also vehicles, capital projects, and personnel. The budget reductions are temporary, and specific measures and thresholds that as revenues are restored, as Arcata continues the reopening process, so too reportedly will the city services that have been temporarily put on hold. City of Arcata does want to remind the community that many city facilities do remain closed to the public in order to slow the spread of COVID-19. To protect the health and safety of the community, all city playgrounds and the Arcata Skate Park are temporarily closed due to the risk they pose for spreading the virus. Other city facilities that are closed to the public include the Interpretive Center at the Arcata Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary, the Redwood Lounge and the Redwood Lodge at Redwood Park, the Arcata Community Center, and city sports fields for team sport use. State of California's COVID-19 guidance doesn't permit using those facilities where individuals who are not from the same household could potentially be in close proximity, as it increases their potential for exposure to COVID-19. Last week, officers with Eureka PD went to the intersection of Union and West Hawthorne Streets for the report of an injury involving a van versus a motorcycle. Upon arrival, officers found the motorcyclist unresponsive in the roadway. Also at the scene was the driver of the van and a number of witnesses. The first officer on scene began giving the motorcyclist CPR until life-saving efforts were taken over by arriving medical personnel. Eventually, the motorcyclist was taken to St. Joseph's ER, where he was pronounced dead. The driver of the van was also taken by ambulance to St. Joseph's ER to be treated for injuries he sustained during the collision. Based on evidence at the scene and multiple witnesses, preliminary findings indicate that prior to the collision, the van was crossing Union Street eastbound on West Hawthorne when the motorcyclist was traveling northbound on Union at a high rate of speed. Due to the excessive speeds of the motorcyclist was unable to avoid colliding with the van. Motorcyclist's identity to be released by the Humboldt County Coroner's Office. Well, Scrap Humboldt is announcing they will be closing their doors for good at the end of July. The owner's putting out a statement saying that since we opened in 2012, we've enjoyed so much support from the community. It goes on to say thank you to everyone who took the time to bring their creative reuse materials to us rather than letting them go to waste. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.